today's Kids Corner, Spike and Liz are deep in the woods looking for treasure.
Man, I never knew these woods went back this far.
Oh, come on, Spike, concentrate. This is important. We're on the verge of a huge discovery.
I think we're on the verge of being eaten for dinner.
Yeah, maybe we should head back to Grandpa's place.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
What is it you want more than anything? Well, how about a friend of yours becoming a Christian? That would be special, wouldn't it? But how can we begin to help our friends get to know who Jesus is?
So what did you say then?
Well, I couldn't say anything because the bell rang and we had to go inside.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been praying for a long time that Spike will just talk about God.
No.
Maybe ask a few questions and you say he brought it up.
Well, yeah. He asked me why I believed in that religious junk. And I was going to tell him, but then the bell rang.
Well, I guess it's a start.
Yeah.
Why does he think it's junk?
Well, that's one of the things I need to ask.
At least you have a conversation starter.
Yeah. I thought you'd think it was good news, Lucille. He said he'd meet me after school at the playground. That's where I'm headed.
Are you going to invite him to church?
No.
Maybe you could ask him to church school or something.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, that's good. So why are you stopping? You're supposed to meet him at the playground, right?
Well, yeah, but Lucille, I don't want Spike to feel ganged up on, you know?
What?
I mean, this could be the biggest day of his life. Even if he did call it junk.
So you don't want me to come with you?
Oh, look, I just think it would be better one-on-one, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, come on.
Well, but Liz, he needs to understand what a true Christian really is.
Yeah.
That it's not junk. And, well, you know how you sometimes, like, don't
really... What? Well, what, get things mixed up? Don't do a good job explaining? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I just thought maybe two people could make it a little clearer, that's all.
Hey, look, I have been practicing this in my head since recess. Don't worry, I got it under control. When I come back from the playground, Spike is going to be reciting memory verses backwards.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Liz, but you have to promise you'll call me later and tell me what happens.
It's a deal.
Liz made his way through the maze of school children and found Spike alone at the playground. When Spike saw Liz, he jumped off the swing and landed in the gravel.
Hey, that was a pretty long jump. You want to go out for the track team.
Yeah, I can't decide between that and baseball, but my mom says I should get a job as a paper carrier.
What?
You know, earn some extra money.
Oh, what's your dad say?
He's not around much. He kind of moved out, which is why I might need some extra money.
Oh, man, Spike, that's too bad.
So, why'd you want to see me after school?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about what it means to be a Christian.
Oh, yeah, that religious junk.
Oh, yeah. Why do you call it that?
Because it's true.
No, come on.
It's just stuff people talk about that doesn't work. I mean, you don't need to tell me anything. I know enough about Christian stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you basically go to church and stop having fun.
Well, no.
You know, you stop cussing, and instead you walk around smiling at everybody.
Aw, Spike.
You gotta be nice to people and let them walk all over you.
No, that's not it.
What, you mean Christians aren't supposed to be nice to other people?
Well, yeah, they are, but that's
not... Oh, and then there's all those rules you gotta follow, the 10, whatever you call them.
Oh, come on, Spike, you know being a Christian isn't just about the rules. Grandpa Noli showed us that.
I don't go to church like you and all the church school stuff.
Okay, well, Grandpa showed us that rules are there to protect us.
Really?
Yeah.
All the ones I know just take away your fun.
No, Spike, you got it all wrong.
I do?
Yeah.
Then what's it mean to be a Christian?
Well...
Yes?
You know, that's a good question.
Oh, thanks. What's the matter?
Oh, man, I wish Lucille was here.
You mean you can't explain it yourself?
Oh, well, sure I can. I mean, you have to pray.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. You pray because...
Because you want a new bike?
Well, I guess you could pray for that. It's never worked for me, but
I think it's a waste of time praying for stuff you want.
No.
You never get it anyway. I mean, I prayed before.
Really?
Yeah, that my dad would come back home. Nobody heard that prayer. That's why I think it's junk. Wow. Besides, if you want something, you gotta go out and work for it.
Well, Spike, oh man, I am really sorry about your dad. And I agree, we need to work hard, but praying is still an important part of... Oh, Spike, there are just some things you can't work hard enough to get.
Yeah, like my dad coming back?
Well, yeah. But other stuff, too.
Like what?
Well, like, I want to be perfect at everything and not do any bad stuff.
Too late for that, Liz.
Yeah, I know. But in order to get to heaven, we have to be perfect.
In everything?
Well, yeah, which means we can never make it.
So if we can't make it, why even follow the rules?
Well, okay. Well, that's where the God thing comes in, see? Huh? If you're sorry about the bad stuff you've done, then God will forgive you.
Okay, so if I'm sorry about not being perfect, I'm okay?
Well, yeah. Well, no. I mean, you really have to be sorry a lot.
How sorry?
Well...
I mean, do I have to be so sorry I cry?
Well, not... No.
Or just a little bit sorry? I mean, if I sniffle, is that enough?
Well, no. See, being a Christian is more than just being sorry. It's,
oh, you have to keep the rules.
Well, you want to obey the rules because you want to make God happy.
If I'm not perfect, God's not happy? He must be really unhappy about Skink.
You know, I don't think I'm explaining this very well.
Oh, no, you're doing just fine.
Really?
I just need to pray, cry a little bit, and do everything right, and then I can be a Christian.
Well,
so, if I do all that, what's in it for me? A new bike?
No. But you do get to go to heaven.
And how do I get there?
You die.
Great, Liz. But no thanks.
Oh, come on.
Not interested.
No.
Liz talked a little more and then said goodbye to Spike. Walking home, he got more and more frustrated about the conversation, and he needed to talk to someone right away. He didn't want to tell Lucille what had happened, so he went to someone older and wiser he knew would understand.
So the way you explained it, Spike thinks to become a Christian, God has to kill him. Heaven is filled with new bicycles.
Yeah, sort of. Oh, man, I got it all mixed up, didn't I?
Well, at least you tried talking to him. That counts. Sounds like he's really upset about his dad leaving.
Oh, yeah. I cannot imagine how bad he must feel. Well, that's probably why the whole thing came up. But now I'm afraid he'll never give God a chance, because I messed everything up, Grandpa.
Well, even if you set everything right, there's no guarantee Spike will believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some people compare themselves with others, and they don't think they're that bad. And they believe God graves on the curve. As long as they don't do anything too bad, they should get into heaven.
But they can't get into heaven without Jesus.
That's right. And the truth is, God could really help Spike through this situation with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus doesn't always fix our problems, but he sure helps you through them.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, God cares a lot more about Spike than anybody else does. And we should pray he continues to use you.
You mean to show him what knowing Jesus is all about?
That's right. Being a Christian is more than doing things or not doing things.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I think you just hit on the most important thing Spike needs to know.
I did? What's that?
Give me a day to set this up, and then bring Spike over here tomorrow after school, okay?
All right.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net. and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
Liz avoided Lucille at school the next day, hoping that before he'd see her, he'd have a good report. When he caught up with Spike on the playground, he convinced him to come to Grandpa Anoli's house after school.
Well, glad to see you two made it.
Hey, Grandpa.
Here you go.
What's that?
Anybody with half a brain can tell what this is. It's a map.
I know it's a map, but a map to what?
Oh, please. Anybody can... a map to what, Grandpa?
Well, you could say this map leads to the answer to all your questions.
Oh, like on all my tests at school?
Oh, cool.
No, not that kind of answer. It's really the key to everything.
Huh?
Oh, like a new electric scooter. Those use keys, don't they?
Maybe to get my locker open at school.
Yeah,
look,
nice.
You'll figure it out, all right? Just follow the map and it'll all become clear, eventually.
Oh. Now, what's at the end where this X is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what you need to find. Mm-hmm. Well, better hurry now. It'll be dark in a couple hours.
Oh, it's not going to take that long, Grandpa. It doesn't look like we have far to go. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Yep, see ya. Wow, sure is pretty back here. I didn't even know there was a waterfall on Grandpa's property.
Yeah, come on, Spike. We gotta find the path that leads over the water.
Would you put that sandwich away?
What?
Look, the trail doesn't lead over the water. The map's pointing to the trail over there.
Oh, no way. We gotta go this way.
That way.
This way.
That way.
You're not even paying attention.
You think you know everything.
I do not.
Do too. Just give me the map.
No, Grandpa gave it to me.
Then I'm gonna take it.
Now look what you did.
It was your fault, not mine.
I didn't grab the map. You did.
Well, you held on to it.
Grandpa put me in charge of it.
Did not.
Did too?
The argument lasted a few more minutes until they agreed to keep going, following the trail that Spike had seen.
All right, now we're supposed to look for a rabbit eating a pineapple?
What? Let me see that.
Well, that's what it says.
No, that can't be right. It looks like a ribbon around a pine tree, not a rabbit eating a pineapple.
Well, if you hadn't torn the map...
And if you hadn't held on...
Oh, just come on.
Liz and Spike continued to follow Grandpa Anoli's map. At least they tried. But the sun was setting, and it was getting harder and harder to see.
Man, I never knew these woods went back this far.
Come on, Spike, concentrate. This is important. We're on the verge of a huge discovery.
I think we're on the verge of being eaten for dinner.
Yeah, maybe we should head back to Grandpa's place.
Hi, guys.
No.
What? Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, Lucille, why did you sneak up on us like that?
I didn't sneak up on you. I've been here a long time. Hey, what are you holding?
Two halves of a worthless map, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Really? A map? Let me see.
Okay, well, we found the waterfall, but we're still looking for a ribbon around a pine tree, and there should be some mold somewhere that
points to... Wait, that doesn't say mold, Liz.
Yes, it is.
Look, right, you got the map upside down.
I do?
Mm-hmm. Turn it over.
Wait. Plow?
Plow?
Yeah.
We were supposed to be looking for a plow instead of mold?
Apparently.
Give me your hat.
No, I'm not.
Hey, wait. Listen, guys. Grandpa Noli sent me out here to find you. He said you might be wandering around.
Well, we wouldn't be if Liz hadn't held onto the map.
Oh, excuse me.
I told you we weren't going to find any mold.
Yeah.
Come on. I'll take you back to Grandpa's.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lucille led them through the woods back the way she had come, toward the waterfall. At least what she thought was the waterfall.
This is not the waterfall. This is a bubbling brook.
A babbling brook.
Whatever it is, it isn't the waterfall,
no.
Which means we're not even close to Grandpa's house.
Which means we are lost again.
I'm sure I came this way, though.
Wait. You have a map, too?
Grandpa gave it to me when he asked me to come out here and find you.
Oh.
So he knew we were going to get lost.
Well, that's...
Oh, maybe.
He knew there was something wrong with this map.
Yeah.
He said you two would probably have a hard time finding what you were looking for. And I was supposed to help get back.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait. Here it is, a bubbling brook.
Babbling.
It leads to that waterfall down there. Come on.
But instead of the waterfall, the babbling brook led to a gushing spring.
There's no gushing spring on my map.
Yeah, me neither.
Is there a howling wolf on your map?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
As the sun went down, it grew colder. Suddenly, a light flashed on the other side of the woods.
Oh, that's Grandpa Noli's outside light. Come on!
All right, let's go.
The kids raced down the hill, slipping and sliding, but with a feeling of relief sweeping over them. Liz was the first to burst into Grandpa's front room.
Oh, Liz, welcome back. Did you find the X?
Oh, look, Grandpa, we were lucky to just find our way back.
Yeah, and there's some kind of wolf or wild dog in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we couldn't follow the map. It got really confusing, especially when Liz ripped it.
I did not rip it. You ripped it.
Hey, not settle down. At least you're all safe.
Yeah. All right, tell us, Grandpa, what's out there?
Yeah, well, it could have been one of Granny Gecko's dogs,
no,
I guess.
No, not the dog. What's at the end of the map where the X is?
Oh, you mean the key?
Yeah.
The answer to your question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's there?
Well, I guess you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out.
Tomorrow?
Come on, Grandpa.
We've got to know now.
Yeah, we do.
Let's all get in my truck, and I'll run you home, and we'll get to the bottom of this tomorrow.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
The next day at lunch, Liz and Spike and Lucille couldn't stop talking about what had happened at Grandpa Anoli's place and what they might find at the X on the map.
I think it's gold or something. Maybe diamonds.
How can diamonds or gold be the answer to all your questions?
I guess it depends on your questions.
No, come on. I think it's Grandpa's diary, and he's written everything he's ever learned in there, and he wants to share it with us.
Then why didn't he just give it to us?
Well,
he had us traipsing into the woods for hours.
Wait, traipsing?
Yeah.
We were hiking, Spike, not traipsing. I don't even know how to traipse.
I don't think so. I don't think it's gold or jewels or even his diary.
Why not?
Because he asked me to come over and help teach you two lessons.
Wait a minute. You've been in on his plan the whole time?
Not the whole time. Just since he called
me. Well, still.
But I don't know what's back there. I just think it's something more spiritual than that.
Spiritual?
Mm-hmm. What could it be?
As soon as school was out, the three raced over to Grandpa's house. He wasn't there, so they had to wait on his porch, Liz and Spike arguing over who would get the biggest percentage of gold and diamonds, if that's what the map led to. Finally, Grandpa pulled into the driveway and unloaded some groceries. The kids helped him bring in the bags and then pleaded with him to explain how to follow the map.
Okay. But I'm going to do better than just explain, kids.
What?
I'm going to take you there.
No, Grandpa, are you sure?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Well, you know, your knees and your back and your arthritis.
Lucille, you're making me feel old.
I'm sorry.
Just see if you can keep up with old Grandpa Noli.
Gold and diamond.
All right. Now, if you've been able to see the small marking on the map right here by the waterfall.
Where?
Liz, what is this?
Oh, that's part of my peanut butter and vanilla pudding sandwich.
Tasty.
Yeah, it was.
you would have seen that this trail doesn't go over the water or beside
it. Where is it?
It's your knee.
Oh, now, wait a minute. We're going
to
get wet.
No, just stick close to me and watch your step. Those stones are slick.
The kids followed Grandpa Anoli behind the waterfall into a cavern that looked dark and scary.
Wow! You know, Grandpa, I'm kind of glad we couldn't read the map. This place is spooky.
Not if you know where to go. Now, come straight back here, and you'll see some stone steps that lead out to the back side of the fall.
Wow! Cool!
It's like a different world.
Yeah, you can't see it from the front or over the top of the babbling brook.
I told you it was a babbling brook.
The whole thing is kind of hidden, but it was right there in front of you.
Wow. How'd you find this place, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been around a long time, kids. I used to play here when I was your age.
Wow.
It wasn't until my grandfather showed me that I knew which way to go.
Hey, Hey, look over there on the tree stump. Is that some kind of wooden sculpture?
Oh, I don't believe it. Grandpa, did you do this?
Oh, no, my grandpa carved it and put it here.
What is it?
A rabbit eating a pineapple. Silly looking thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But you can't miss it.
I told you it was a rabbit eating a pineapple, Spike.
Grandpa held the map together and led the kids down a gully and up another incline. After a lot of twists and turns, they finally came to a grassy knoll.
Oh, look, there it is, the stone with the red X on it.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a chair.
Yeah,
This is it, you guys, we found
it. Well, yeah, all right. Grandpa's diary must be underneath. Let's start digging.
All right.
My diary?
Yeah.
Is that what you think's here?
See, I told you it wasn't a diary. It's gold and diamonds. Okay, where'd you bury it?
Yeah,
hold on. I think you kids have the wrong idea.
Oh, come on. You said this is where we'd find the answer to our questions.
Yeah, and the key to everything, which could be gold and diamonds. You can buy a lot of keys with stuff like that.
A lot of keys.
But what I have to show you is not gold, diamonds, or even a diary.
Then what is it, Grandpa?
Yeah, what is it?
Grandpa Anoli turned around, put out his hands, and with a dramatic effort, sat on the rock.
There we go.
Grandpa, what are you doing?
Giving you the answer and the key.
What?
That's right. I am what you kids were looking for.
I don't get it.
Ditto.
Ditto squared. Come on, Grandpa, what's the deal?
Liz, you and Spike were mixed up about what true Christianity is all about, right?
Well, yeah.
Hmm? He's the one who mixed me up.
I did not.
Did too.
You thought that being a Christian was doing good things, or maybe keeping a list of rules that make you not have any fun.
So you're saying that's not what it's about?
Bingo.
Bingo squared.
You see, being a Christian's not a list of do's and don'ts. A formula you mix together to help you find happiness. Not even a map you study and then try to figure out where to go.
Then what is it?
It's simply following Jesus. Having him as your friend. Your savior. It's not rules. It's a relationship.
I still don't get it. What do you mean?
I think I see.
Go ahead, Lucille.
Well, you gave us the map. And it had all the places on it that we needed to go.
Right.
But it wasn't until you came with us that we could find it.
There you go. That's exactly it. See, Jesus doesn't just tell us where to go. He wants to show us. He wants to be a friend who will never, ever leave.
Good.
No matter who hurts us or leaves us or does something bad to us. Jesus will always be there to help us every step of the way.
So, he doesn't just tell us what to do. He says, I'll go with you. Just like you did, Grandpa.
That's it, Liz.
Oh.
But doesn't it get really hard sometimes?
Oh, you bet it does. Jesus never promises it's going to be easy to follow him. And you might have questions about why certain things happen.
Yeah, like you mean my dad leaving?
That's right, Spike. He wants to be there for you, guide you. Show you the way like no friend you've ever had.
What do you say to that, Spike?
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is you've given me a lot to think about.
Liz and Lucille were disappointed that Spike didn't immediately decide to follow Jesus, but Grandpa Anoli said to give him time. Later that night, Liz read a verse that Grandpa gave him to look up.
John 12, verse 26. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be.
Liz prayed that he would always follow Jesus and serve God with his life. And he prayed that someday Spike would be a follower of Jesus too. How about you? Have you asked God's forgiveness? Do you want to follow him with your whole heart? If you do, he'll be right with you every step of the way.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.